Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. La 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 la. She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. If you would have knocked that coffee on my computer, it could have ruined my computer. Relax.
Sorry.
You act like you've never done a podcast. Relax.
It's just that there was no room in here and I was like trying to push my chair.
Testing, okay. 1, 2, 3.
Testing.
I don't know why we keep doing testing.
I know. It's not necessary.
Hand me the toilet tissue, please. That's to blow my nose. There's nothing in it, but it feels like you have to blow. You ever have that? You feel like you got to blow it? But there's maybe because it's so cold down here. I'm sitting like this where I just text our air conditioning and heater and furnace guy or whatever. You know, to come by. It's too cold downstairs. It's freezing in our basement, and upstairs is semi-okay cold maybe, but it's not, there's no balance. It's too cold in the basement, and we have, you know, our TV room down here, our podcast room, our workout room, the sewing room that has been dismantled, my workshop down here. You know, we have a big basement. And it's freezing, and all that cold air is being wasted in the basement. I hope no one has to deal with this. I hope that it's, you know, it's resolved before the end of August, because it's the hottest it's been in a while. You know, it's summer heat. Yesterday was a 90-something. I played golf. It was brutal. Today is brutal. We got to do yard work, and I just hope that our air conditioning and is balanced upstairs and downstairs.
Well, should I just let you go on? I don't know. Like, sometimes I don't stop you because I go, well, you know, this is the kind of thing he likes to talk about. But, I mean, how much longer do you think people want to hear about your air conditioning problems?
Well, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that deal with the same thing and they maybe
They're fat. They're, oh, listen, honey. Oh, no, I'm doing it again.
What?
Remember we used to have.
What?
Who was it?
Oh, the character from.
He's like, get in here. He's talking about Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy killed herself. because she had to listen to you go on about air conditioning. I mean, it is interesting that yesterday our neighbor was walking his dog and you know, he's got an above ground pool next door, and he's constantly trying to get us to go in there. He's like, hey guys, he had friends over and they were all in the pool, and then I was trying to do some brickwork and I heard him go, oh, look at her go. And I was like, okay, I'm no longer doing yard work while they're in there. But then after they all got out, they were like, he came over and he was like, you guys, we're leaving for a while if you want to go and get in the pool. And it's like, it's like getting into somebody else's bathwater. You know, it just seems disgusting. But anyway, he keeps asking us. And the other day he's walking his dog and he's telling us the pool is 92 degrees. And then he was like, go ahead, go in. It's like, it doesn't sound pleasant. And then you heard him say to someone else later down, you know, another neighbor, like, it's my pool's 92 degrees. So you kept making jokes like, oh, he keeps talking about how the temperature of the pool. And yet this is what you do on the podcast.
No.
You don't think that's a similarity?
No, because here's the difference.
And also, it's honestly, people have a hard time with you and your... But now you got...
I'm not doing that. Oh, really? Is that really? People have a hard time just alone with you.
Yeah, I bet.
You know. Oh, how do you deal with her?
Yeah, it's awful.
You know. Yeah. So
gotta give you credit, you know. You didn't pick an easy wife, so cheers to you.
So many. I was such an eligible bachelor back then.
Who do you think, like, is there anybody, the one that got away, the one that you sometimes lay in bed and think, like, what if I'd, sometimes I think, what if I'd married him, you know?
Him?
Well, I'm a woman, so when I lay in bed and think about it, yeah. Not that that's, you know. I'm a heterosexual woman, so yes, I say him.
No, you were saying to me, who do I think of in bed?
Right, yeah. And then I said, what if I'd married him? Oh, that's nice. Maybe you should go back to the...
What?
Air conditioning.
It's a human bodily function. No, I don't lay in bed thinking who I should have married. You know... I made a decision, and I saw it through.
There's nobody that you were like, I think it would have been better if I'd married. Well, you've already had one failed marriage, so now...
It wasn't failed. It didn't fail.
It succeeded?
No.
For 4 years?
5 years, and it ran its course. It doesn't fail.
Well, now, if this one fails,
oh, I thought
it's you.
It's not me. And first of all, I thought you said, oh, I'll never get divorced. You know,
I'm not going to get divorced.
Then how would it fail?
I mean, I'm just dreaming.
Oh, listen.
This is just a fantasy.
Listen, don't think I don't want to get a little RV and travel the country. Do some camping and some, you know.
Oh, God.
Go all over the place. And let me explain something.
Oh, my God. It's unbearable. I don't get it. And also, okay, let's go over some things. Because no. I don't want to be like...
First of all, go ahead.
I mean, it's just like, if you want something to talk about, there's more things to talk about than the air conditioner, you know, kicking it too hard in the basement, not hard enough upstairs.
Oh, kicking it like it's fucking, hey, man, your air conditioner's kicking it.
I mean, if you want to take me to task for saying that, that's fine.
Kicking it? Yo, man, our heater over the winter was kicking it, man. But now it's okay. Now it's laying low.
I mean, it doesn't.
Our heaters. Man, hey, yo, I got a call the other day. How's your air conditioner? Is it kicking it?
Okay. I mean, I wasn't trying to. I obviously wasn't trying to be like, I don't know what, like a 70s beatnik. Okay, is it 60s beatnik? Whatever.
Why don't you be like a 2021
beatnik out of here?
Don't try to step on my fucking jokes.
I was making it better. Did you ever do that joke that I?
Yeah.
And did it work? Can I?
My part worked.
Okay, well, I gotta take it back.
No, you can't take it back.
It's too good of a joke for you to be.
It's not a joke. It's a statement. The joke.
No,
is
it's
mine.
Not. It's a joke, and I guarantee you, I can get.
I'll have it down pat.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a couple more tries. If I see it Wednesday night on stage and you don't do it correctly and it doesn't work, I'm taking it back.
No.
Yes.
So I brought up the air conditioning because maybe somebody else is dealing with it and they have a solution. That's why.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because that's... I mean, what a wonderful way to get stuff done. Not Google. You refuse to Google anything.
I Google a lot.
The bricks.
What about the bricks?
Okay, so.
Ugh. Go ahead.
Whoa, slow down. Step off.
Oh, I'm just trying to kick it, baby. I'm kicking it.
I'm kicking it like our air conditioner in the basement.
Drinking that
You're
old
kicking
coffee.
It like the air conditioner upstairs.
How do you kick it? How do you drink coffee that's over two hours old?
I put it to my lips like this, okay? And then I swallow and it goes right down. It's weirdly almost exactly the same.
But look at coffee warmer. Wait, that came up on my fucking email. Isn't that creepy?
Yeah.
Is that creepy or what?
Yes, that's very creepy.
I like when I get an email, it shows up on the computer, and I just said to Bonnie, how you drinking old coffee, and then coffee warmer. That's
a
fucking,
product for coffee warmer. Kim.
That's weird. Man, did you win the lottery?
Nothing.
Mm.
I wish your penis was bigger. See what happens.
I wish your fucking snatch was tighter. No. Why would you? Oh, you say about me.
Because they have penis enlargers and shit like that. The other night, this guy came to the show. And first of all, he came to two shows, one on Friday, and then he came back on Saturday. And you would not, when I saw him in the audience, I was like, oh boy. So I was like, he's going to be disappointed in my act. Didn't seem like somebody that would like it, but apparently really liked my set. He kind of like looked like a Hulk Hogan. If Hulk Hogan was a roofer, maybe kind of that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, after the show, he told me that he was going on Monday, yesterday, I guess he went, and getting a stent or some kind of piece put in his penis because he had broken it.
But why is he telling you that? Why are you talking to him after the show about his penis?
Oh, I said to him, he was walking out and I said, hey, can you come over here and talk to me a little bit about your penis? No, he said, hey, good set. I like this joke or whatever. He goes, you're not going to believe this. He was talking about he wanted to be a stand-up. It's hard to get. You know how it is. People come and fucking talk to you after a show.
Not about that. No one, girls ever
well,
come up to me.
Well, he goes,
and
you will not believe this, but on Monday, I'm going to get my penis fixed. I go, what? He goes, it's broken. And then I didn't, you know, ask any further questions. But he's like, you can break them, you know. You can break them. I was like, okay.
Last night at the stand, that guy, he's like, he came up to me, said hi. He goes, hey, Rich. Like,
what
I don't
guy?
Think the one you did a show for in Arizona that's on the Daily Show.
Okay, yeah.
He's like a 10. You definitely are in love with him, aren't you? He's like a tall, you know who I'm talking about?
I definitely 100% know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he hired you to work in Arizona.
He didn't hire me, no. Someone else hired me to work in Arizona. He happened to also be on the show.
Oh.
That's the first time I met him.
Well, he seems like a nice guy. He came off, he was talking, and then Aaron goes, oh, he's funny. He's a nice guy. And he came up to me, he goes, hey, Rich. I don't know. I guess I met him before. I didn't know. But he seems like a nice guy.
I was talking about penises, and then this was what clicked into your head.
Yeah.
Well, oh, let me bring up this handsome comedian guy.
Oh, see, you even and agree he's handsome. If I would,
you first of all,
he is
the world agrees he's handsome. He's a technically handsome person.
He is.
Am I sexually attracted to him? I am not.
How
no
can
offense
you be
to
a
him.
Girl and not be attracted to him?
Look what I'm attracted to. Look at a backwards hat, a weird shirt, too many tattoos. I'm obviously not attracted to that kind of person.
I would be if I was a girl.
You already are and you're not a girl. So there you go.
No.
Every single person that you go, you must be in love with, you're projecting it's you.
No.
You're the one who's sexually attracted. And also think about this. Let's say you're a girl. Okay. And that's the guy. And you go, you're like, wow, this guy is terrific looking, you know,
funny,
successful, wealthy, whatever. He's also married, but and a baby. But let's leave that part out for now. And you go up to him, and now what do you want him to date you? Is that what you want?
Wait, I'm a girl?
You're a girl. You're a female in this scenario.
Am I a comic?
Sure. Let's put you as a comic.
A female comic.
You're a woman and you're a comic, so I think that the rest can be inferred, sure.
And I work with him or I just meet him? What's the deal? How do I?
I don't know. This is all up to you now. What are you going to do with that information? You go up to him and you go, hey, I'm Ramona. I don't know what your name is.
I like Ramona.
I'm Ramona and I'm a comedian. And he goes like this, hey, what's up? And he walks away. Because handsome men don't like you, okay? They're not interested in you. No, they're not.
I'm a very good-looking girl.
That's your first mistake. Every man who imagines himself as a woman or who they would date if they were a woman or whatever imagines themselves as a beautiful woman. You wouldn't be, okay? Because 90% of women aren't.
90% of women aren't beautiful?
I mean, you know, like they're not like model-y types.
No, but I'd be And I'd have a fantastic personality.
No, but no man cares about that part. Okay?
Okay. I would look stunning. I'm in shape, so I would.
Okay, so
I would
maybe have you're in shape, but you're also a female comic. You're Jersey. You got no fucking manners. You're like.
Are you talking about me or a person?
You're wearing weird clothes. I'm talking about if you're a woman, this is who you would be. You'd be dressed too young for your age.
No, there's
okay.
No.
You probably have, you know. You're wearing weird shoes. You got some kind of shoe fetish, you know, and you're aggressive. Hey, date me, you know. And
what are you saying? Why are you?
Hey, look at me when I'm talking to you.
Well, you made me a woman, but now you got to make me like a bitchy woman.
Well, no, I'm making you. This is who you'd be as a woman, would it not? What kind of woman would you be?
Oh.
Oh.
What kind of woman would I be?
Pretend you've never thought about it. Go ahead.
Oh, there goes her tell. I never thought about it. Never. I never think about that. If I was a woman, I would be funny, outgoing, personable, and a delight to sit around okay. with because I would be funny. I would be like a...
You'd look like your
I'd
sister.
I'd be like Michelle Wolf.
You'd look Wolf. Like your sister.
I wouldn't.
Yes. Yes, of course. That's you coming from the same family. That's a good indicator of who you'd look like, your sister. So now you're walking up to, I can't remember his name even, but you're walking up to this guy and you're like, hey, and he wants nothing to do with you.
That's
every
not true.
Handsome man that you're attracted to wants nothing to do with you. Now they won't even laugh at your jokes. They don't even consider that you're joking. They're just like, they're not even seeing you. Now, do you still like handsome men? Do you still find them sexually attractive?
Yeah, because it's a numbers game. One of them is going to fall for it.
No, a lot of them will probably fuck you. But
oh, that's good. That's
but they're
a
not
start.
They're not going to date you, and they're not going to introduce you to their friends.
But that's a start. At least I'll have sex.
No, but if you went just down a couple of notches.
What do you mean? Oh, to like... Are you trying to say you comparing yourself to you to me as a woman? Like you went down a couple notches? Is that what you're saying?
First of all, I have dated handsome men in the past. Some yeah. fairly famous ones, I might add.
One.
Okay. One famous one.
And probably three dates or four dates. And then after sex, he took off, right?
No, I broke up with him.
No, you didn't.
I 100% did. I 100% did. I left one morning after a weird evening,
ew.
And I never called him back ever again. Okay.
Did he call you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Listen.
But here's why. Can I just tell you why? Because what? Handsome men are not interesting. They're not.
I'm handsome and I'm interesting. Look, I'm a fucking.
I caught you after, I guess, just slightly on the way down from your most handsome peak. So I was lucky in that.
Are
regard.
You fucking kidding me?
I mean, you're still very handsome. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you were in your 40s already when I met you.
No, everybody says that.
I mean, look
life,
at yourself. Look at yourself in this
cute.
Monitor.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Is that I'm comparable to
what?
Something you'd see on a magazine cover?
Easily for seniors or something? Older
for seniors.
People? For
look
older
at your
people?
Shirt and your chest.
I Bobby mean, just said this was a training bra
it's,
shirt, like for girls. But
it does.
Not.
I did see a bunch of those for young women.
No.
I almost bought Raina one. You guys could be matching. Okay. This is the thing. You always wear this hat, which, listen.
I like my hat because I don't want to fuck around with my hair. Right. I came on the podcast a couple weeks ago with hair. No
okay.
Hat.
People, I think people were like, hey, I like your hair and stuff.
Nobody goes, I like your hair.
I mean.
It's a dumb compliment. I like
you
your hair.
You left the house yesterday in just a tank top. And I go, you were going to the stand. And I said, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? And you were fully ready. What's that one?
Realtor.com.
Yeah, they know I want to move out. They're like, you need to leave.
I'll help you pack. I'll take this whole place for myself. I'll fucking rent out some rooms.
You don't need to look at it. We're doing a podcast. You don't need to look at it. Have some self-control.
You would pull out your phone.
I left mine upstairs.
What about the brick?
No, let's talk about the shirt first. So you're going to the... And you fully were like, I go, you're not wearing that to send. You're like, it's hot out.
It was like 90 degrees.
I know, but I'm saying you go inside, there's air conditioning. So you can put a fucking shirt, a sleeved shirt on.
I did. I had one in
the car.
I mean,
it's so, we had this conversation like 3 weeks
ago.
No,
first
of all. It's so trashy. It's so trashy, Rich.
First of all, Mateo and walked in with a shirt like this.
Mateo is 35 years old and has like the body of Adonis.
Oh, so you're attracted to Mateo?
Yes. Mateo, Mateo is one of those handsome men who's actually funny and interesting. But
would you leave me for Mateo?
No, because I would get nothing back from Mateo. But listen.
Go ahead.
You can't be wearing stuff like that out. Even if I was Mateo's boyfriend, I would be like, don't wear that indoors to a club at night. Like, come on.
It was Mateo's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
And it's my birthday tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday. Oh, so that's, what does that have to do with the tank top thing?
Whatever. I wasn't going to wear it into the club. It's a nice, I got nice tattoos.
You're dying to always, you know what's so weird? So much of you is projection because you're like, why do these women put their bodies on Instagram? You're always like.
I don't do that.
Upset. No, but if you were a woman, you would be because you love showing off your body.
No. I gained weight. I gained a little weight.
Well, why would you want to then like.
My upper body is fucking amazing.
Okay, you would be showing off.
I'll take my jacket off. Look.
Okay, go ahead. For the podcast, you can wear this.
No, but it's too cold. I'm not going to keep it off.
Like, I feel like I understand how women.
Look at that.
It's like women whose husbands transition, there are no more.
It's too cold.
This is no different to me.
What's that?
Like a woman who's like, oh, well, my husband transitioned and now she's like, got to deal with a man. I feel like I have a husband who transitioned, but not into a.
You're more of a man.
Not into a woman, but into a weirdo that's like gay prison dude.
You're more of a man than I am a woman. Believe me.
Well, when it comes to working on the shed, that is 100% correct. I screwed in 90%.
No, I brought the electric
drill. I love how you go, I'm making the shed. Maybe I'll have a little help here or there. You know, it's like I literally did. Okay, please acknowledge. You walk around like looking for a screwdriver or a hammer. You spend so much time just kind of like, I go to you. I read the directions and then I go, can you tell me what kind of screws? I don't know. Just look and it says right there on the directions. I can't read it. Why?
No. Certain people take on certain jobs when you're doing something like, you know, I oversaw the whole project.
I don't know how you did it. Okay, so I would put two things together and then I'd be like, so we're doing the roof, let's say. And I'd say, okay, this has got to go on the roof. Where? The roof. How? Okay, look at the directions. I'm going to show you. It goes here, this end goes here, this end goes here. This is going to the middle. So can you go lift it up? I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
You constantly, I was like, okay, you're going to take this screw and you're going to put it in. Where? Where the holes are. Put the screw in.
Did I, first of all.
Was that true or not true? Is that a good depiction of how we work together?
No. First of all, from beginning to.
I tried to not get too upset with you.
I tried to be very patient with you.
You're hilarious.
No. I built the foundation. Okay, without a foundation.
The foundation, folks, is
I framed it out.
He framed it out with some wood, which he spent an enormous amount of time putting that wood, making sure that wood was, you know. And every time you walked past it or
towards the end, it would just
fall off.
Only because of the pressure of the rock was pushing against.
I know, but why? Just leave it until we're done the shed.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food. All delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. their strawberry and peach smoothie, or apple and cinnamon oat bowl are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
Anyway, so then, so I helped you put all that gravel on it, right? So
no, not you helped one day and then I did the rest. The other days, you did help.
Okay, I did help.
You did, I'll tell you, you did 5 wheelbarrows. I did about 30, but that's okay.
Okay, so there, so
the heavy lifting.
Okay.
And under the rock, I laid whatever that stuff is so the grass doesn't grow through it. It was in our garden, remember? We peeled it up.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff.
Okay, so then you took out everything out of the box also.
Yeah.
Then I put together.
We put the floor together.
A little bit with your help. You really couldn't understand what's going on, so I ended up just doing it myself.
That's mostly. Not true.
Rich.
Who went out and got the silicone? What? We got the silicone.
I love, though, that you're like, you refuse to give credit to other people.
No,
why?
You were a good. Why? You were a great helper. And
a great helper, Rich. I was the main person. No. I understood what was going on. Yeah, I read the directions.
I got
everything ready.
You were the main. Here's how it went.
Don't flinch.
I was the foreman. You were the main worker. I was the foreman. Like, when you build a house.
The foreman would know what's going on. Like, if you were the foreman.
I had a lot of things going on.
I had to, like, explain every step of the way. You would just sit there.
The foreman always listens to the head worker.
It was honestly like I was showing you a language you didn't know, and I'd show you I go, well, here's how it goes. Look at it. And you'd be like, I don't know. I don't know what you were seeing. You were just seeing
an
ink blob or something. And then I'd explain it to you, and you'd be like, I don't get it. I don't understand. And I'd literally have to put the thing onto the other thing, start a screw, and then you would screw something in.
Not true. Here's the problem with you.
That is true.
I was.
That is true.
I wasn't. If I started,
I would get the things. Even though I'd say, go get VRF2 or whatever the piece was, and you'd be like, I don't know what it is.
That's not true. You're saying I can't read VRF2. Here's the thing.
You would be like,
you started on the directions, which was great. You can't hand somebody the directions in the middle. That's like handing me a book and going, oh, start on chapter 4. If I would have started on directions from the beginning.
Well, why didn't you?
Because you took control. You wanted to do it.
You
I wanted
said
you.
That's not
I
true.
Wanted you,
you
to feel
you
a
said,
part of.
Oh, my God. Okay, whatever. It got done. We
yes.
finished it. And I actually enjoyed doing it.
And
it was,
I sprayed the.
Fun to do.
Who put the sealer
on? Stop it. You're being embarrassing. By like, I sprayed the sealant on?
No, I put that. Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
But do you see what you're doing? You're like looking for any opportunity to fill some weird hole in you that you're not. You're like, I'm useful. I am needed.
Oh, my God. You're sitting here telling me I'm not. So I got to say I am.
I'm explaining what actually happened in the making of the thing. And I just said it was fun and stuff. But there's no honesty in you. It's like.
Oh, there's a lot of honesty.
There's not. You're like walking around like spraying a seal into something I couldn't do. Obviously.
No, you could easily have done it, but would you have known to do it?
I was the one who told you it needed to be done.
Up on the roof?
Yes. Remember, I kept showing you in the directions? I kept going, look, it needs, you're like, no, it doesn't. I go, it needs it.
I never said, no, it doesn't. I would never say that because it stops leaks.
When we couldn't get something, you'd be like, just go to the next. Put the next, you never wanted to follow the directions. You're like, we'll put this wall on. I'd be like, no, we'll put this on now. No, we got to follow the directions.
Okay, just getting out of this real quick and we'll get back to it. Look at the printer over there. It's blinking and it's open.
Yeah, it's because it needs a black.
Anyhow, now we're doing the landscaping around the shed. You know, people put up sheds and just leave, not us. We make our shed look beautiful. We put plants around it, brick. Oh, I did brick all the way around it the other day, and took the framework, the wood off, and now laid some brick. Our neighbor across the street had tons of brick. He said, take whatever you need. And not only was it great and saved us money, who wants to go to Lowe's and load their car with three or four trips of brick? It was so convenient. Across the street, all this brick. And he said, take what you need. And we went over, and now we started doing the brickwork. A lot of people wouldn't do it. They would just make the shed and leave it. And the inside.
Why do you say that, though? Like, what do you get out of that? Like, what, that's another way for you to talk about how great you are?
No, how great.
Is that how you feel inside?
Oh, my
God. I'm just curious. Like, most
people. Then let me finish.
Well, you can just say, like, hey, we got this brick. We're going to make it look really nice. You don't have to put the part about, like, everyone else is a piece of fucking shit. We're the greatest.
No, I'm not saying
that. You don't have to put
it
in that context.
No, that's how you take it. You take it negative.
Well, how should we take it? You said most people would just leave it. Why do you need that part?
Yes, because every shed I've ever seen has not been decorate on the outside and go. I'll take you amongst.
But what is it like? Do you see how empty you are?
No,
you're trying to give yourself credit.
I'm going to walk off this podcast.
Because it's like bizarre.
No, you're bizarre. I'm just saying how we make how. Oh, man.
It's a braggadocio for no reason.
Even a word, braggadocio.
Whatever.
Making up words to just sound like, a braggadocio. listen to me, degrade
him. Something's wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with me because I like to make things look nice.
Except for your fucking, except from your neck down.
Yeah.
And your forehead up.
Yeah, fuck off. Let me tell you something. You can make fun of me. You could do whatever. But when you see the end result of the shed, you know, I laid the brick around it and the gravel, the brick is framed out around the gravel. I put two.
I think it looks nice. I think it's going to look amazing.
My
question is that why does it always have, like, you're constantly.
I'm not. Don't
you have
try
no
to,
modesty with anything.
Yes, I do. I'm not saying it's amazing. I'm just saying it's better than everybody else's shed in the neighborhood. We have the nicest shed. It's nicer than Bobby's shed, I'll tell you that.
But why not does that, like, why do you have to say that? Like, why is it
well,
so
Bobby's,
important to you?
Bobby's big shed is great. That's where his podcast room is. He had an Amish shed, okay?
A what?
The Amish came and did his shed. They build sheds.
Okay, maybe we shouldn't talk about sheds anymore.
I didn't make slurred. I said shed.
It's just that it's obvious. It's not great.
Yes, it is. Shed. And Bobby's has a great one. But his other one, ours is nicer. And I'm not saying Bobby's a bad person. He's not. But, you know, I could take you through the neighborhood.
Why would him not having the nicer shed make him a bad person? Hmm. Oh, my God.
This makes me better. So we got the brick from across the street. We loaded the car. We did like four trips maybe of, and it's not regular brick. It's patio brick. And
it's called pavers.
Yeah. Can you let me get to that?
Oh, sorry. You took a long pause.
We got a bunch of pavers.
I'm not allowed to add stuff. Oh, my God. You're a nightmare today.
Are you crazy? I'm a nightmare. I came in peaceful. Attack, attack, attack. That's what Bonnie does.
I'm not attacking. I'm bringing up issues.
You know why Bonnie does it? Because
otherwise you're just listing stuff. You're never asking me about how I felt about anything.
Yes.
You're not bringing me into the conversation at all. You're just sitting there being like, we did this, I did this,
so
I'm so great, I'm amazing, I did this, I did that, I'm a great person, I'm a da-da. Okay, there's never been. And then Bonnie did this, and then how do you feel about that, Bonnie? And what do you think about this? And what do you think? There's never any of that. So, yeah,
if
I want to be a part of the conversation, then I look at your behavior and I go, well, that seems a little odd. That's a little weird. You know, like the fact that you wanted to take all the pavers, you were like.
Oh, you're going to call them pavers instead of bricks?
But why? Like, a good example. That's just. It's like you're gaslighting me all the time.
Well, I'm not gaslighting. I don't
gaslight. Why wouldn't I? Why would it be bad to say pavers? That's what they're called.
Because someone just tuning in wouldn't know what pavers are.
Who's just fucking tuning in? Nobody fucking starts in the middle of a podcast.
If on the radio, they click on the radio. And
I don't give a shit about the radio. Take us off the radio.
No.
I keep forgetting we're on the radio. It's so embarrassing. We're talking
First of
about
all,
this on the radio.
Bonnie,
I forget. This is just a regular conversation that you're recording. Horrible.
Why do you always look so pretty on the podcast?
Oh, thank you. I think.
God, you do. You look pretty. You look, and even people are saying how pretty you're looking lately.
Oh, thank you. It's just next to you.
See? One. That's why sometimes I don't bring you in, because it's just attack. Oh, look, I'm going to attack him and hope.
Oh, I'm teasing.
I'm gonna attack him and hope Jim Gaffigan likes it on
Instagram.
Do you
think Jim Gaffigan is looking at it?
No, he always likes the clips.
The clips.
So, you know, he's such a nice guy. He put us on his TV show. He is a team player.
Mm-hmm.
He really is a good guy. I never said he was a bad guy. I'm just saying
we have to wait until we see his shed. Before you determine if he's a good or bad person, I guess.
Well, I guarantee you, if he has a shed, it won't be as nice as... Oh, wait till you see fucking landscaping with Rich.
Episode 9. The pavers. You wanted to take all the pavers.
Yeah, all of them.
Even though we didn't have anything... I said, let's just take what we need. No, you wanted to keep going back and getting more and more and more.
Hoarding.
I
wasn't
the pavers.
Hoarding. We're going to need most of them. And
most of them, yeah. And we didn't go and take them all, but you kept going. Let's go back.
Yeah, right.
Because
another neighbor has scooped up the rest of them.
Okay, the other neighbor wants them. Like, we don't need them.
Yeah,
we only need what we need.
You don't look into the future. I do a lot of the yard work, and
it's hoarding. I look.
It's not hoarding. It's not, if someone said, "Hey, I have free gold across the street. Free." Blocks of gold.
It's not gold. They're pavers, Rich.
No, you're not going to just go, oh, let's take some of the gold. I'm not being greedy.
Yes, that's greedy. Also, if they said, hey, this is available to all the neighbors, this gold.
No, I didn't know it was available to all the neighbors until we were taking it, that some other neighbor was taking some. And there's the white brick and the red brick. And we only took the red brick. And there was tons of white brick. Tons, you know. We only took the red pavers, and there was red and I guess white pavers. So we took the red pavers, and then we went back for some more pavers. And
call them whatever you want.
No, they're pavers. Obviously... I'm calling them pavers, what they are.
Do you really, like, now that you've heard yourself talk for 5 minutes, like, do you really think you'd be a woman that other people would want to be with? I mean, going back to our other conversation of what kind of woman would you be? Would this be an attractive? Think about dating yourself. How fun would that be?
Oh, yeah.
A woman that was like you?
Yeah, if I was outgoing and I liked comedy and I liked a funny gal, I would, where did you get that whole sweatsuit? Are you going to a boxing match or something?
Sorry.
You got sweatpants that matches your shirt.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm trying to match your prison look.
You look like you're in a woman's prison.
Yeah.
You do.
I know. I always call, when I go to work out with my friend Kathy, I always go, I got my prison outfit on.
Bonnie bought a bunch of workout stuff that she has on the deck. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Let me ask you some stuff.
Oh, sure.
How do you like
it? I'm excited.
How do you like your big medicine ball?
I was using it last night, and Raina was using it, and she fell down, and it was pretty funny.
And Bonnie also bought a thing that you could jump up on, which we do have stairs. She probably could have done it on the stairs.
It's a step-up box.
A step-up box. That's a scam.
I like it. It's kind of soft so that you can jump up higher and higher. Each, like, side is higher. You know, you can...
What do you mean there's each side is higher?
Well,
how
because
can it be
one side is this, then when you put it on it, the other side, it's higher, and then you put it on the end, it's the highest. So it's three different sizes. So then you can like...
It looks pretty square to me.
Get better and better. Well, you can go look. It actually has written right on the sides in big letters how high each thing is. It's like 24, 30. I can't remember. Maybe it's 20, 24, 30.
No, it wouldn't be.
So you can try to like get better at jumping up.
And when does jumping up come handy in your life? What does that do?
No, it's just a good exercise.
Oh.
Huh. Just like a wall ball.
What's a wall ball?
That's a big heavy ball, 14 pounds. And then you like squat all the way down. Then you push it all the way up, throw it up. Catch it, squat all the way down, push it, throw it all the way up. Come down. It's like a full body exercise.
Mm, pretty cool. And wait, you bought some other stuff too. Wait, what else?
Kettlebells.
I bought you the kettlebells.
Yeah. I'm just telling you all my equipment. I got a sit-up thing.
You don't need that. Where did you? You've never used it, have you?
Not yet.
It's a suction cup that you put on the floor, and you put your legs under it, so you could do sit-ups. But you could just bend your knees. And listen, we have a major workout.
But that, like, if you're using a weight and you're doing sit-ups with a weight, it's better.
Yeah. Well, sit-ups aren't good to begin with for your back.
I like doing the crunches. Bicycle ones.
Crunches. What ones? What ones are you talking about?
Bicycle crunches.
Never heard of them. Okay. I don't know what they are. Crunches are better. Sit-ups aren't really good for your lower back.
Well, you know everything about working out because no matter what I'm doing, you come over and tell me I'm doing it wrong.
So. I've never.
Oh my God. Do it this way. Well, are I'm you showing crazy? You. Yes.
I'm showing you different techniques. When you were doing triceps where you put your hands behind your back and you go up and down, her legs were on the floor and her hands were on the workout bench and she was pushing up and down. I go, put your legs on another workout bench and you'll get the whole dip. That's all. That's all I showed you.
Huh. Well, this has been an exciting podcast.
What? I'm starving. Did you eat breakfast?
Not yet. I try not to eat like I'm doing that thing where I don't eat at night and then try to wait as long as I can in the day. It's like sort of like intermittent fasting.
It's gross.
It hasn't helped yet, but maybe one day it will.
Well, I just ordered some stuff from what's the company where you take it at night? It helps you sleep. It's a fat burner.
Melatonin?
No, melatonin's not a fat burner.
It does, yeah. It's supposedly.
Well, hey, I'll say the name of the company. This isn't a read. Hold on.
Oh, it's not?
No, not at all.
No.
No, it's not a read.
No, I know, because you don't do them.
Oh, yeah. You do most of the reads. Let me see if I can find the name of the company I ordered it from. And the guy at the gym who's a bodybuilding teacher. Oh, here, from BPI Sports. I ordered. Your order is on its way. Nightburn, weight loss and sleep support.
Hmm.
Nightburn. Huh? Have you ever heard it? What?
None of that shit works.
Well, he told me, and he teaches bodybuilding. His guys... And
Oprah Winfrey said one time, if there was a pill, you would know about it because I would take it. But she goes, nothing works.
Well, Oprah knows everything, right? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying she's rich. She's gonna, if there was a fucking fat burner pill, she would be yelling it from the rooftop. She would be skinny.
She was. I get these always sent to me, houses for sale.
What are we doing here?
Oh, okay. We're gonna wrap this up. That's what we're doing.
Doing your emails? What are you doing?
I'm putting my phone down.
Okay, so I'm going to Soul Joel's August 14th.
Oh, that's a great gig.
That's outside of Philly.
Well, it's not really outside of Philly. Whatever. It's in Royerston, Pennsylvania.
And
if you think about it, if it's not in Philly, everything is outside of Philly.
Well, people understand what that means.
But it's in Royerston, Pennsylvania.
Okay, Royerston, Pennsylvania. He told me outside of Philly.
I guess. I don't know. It's like 45 minutes away.
And then I'm going to be in Chicago like September 24th or something like that.
Yeah, that's a cool little room.
What is it? What's it called?
The one you did. I did it before. Something Bar. something bar or something. Fuck. I don't know. Is it on your website?
No. Stop it. Why do you bring
it up? I can have somebody build you
one. No, stop it. Why would you bring it up when you know it's still such a fucking shitty thing that you did?
Oh, that was years ago.
Yeah. Well, it's still there, babe. I still don't have a fucking website.
I'm having a new one.
Because you're a fucking jealous little pussy.
I'm not a pussy.
Stop it. I don't want to talk about it.
What's the name of that bar in Chicago?
Doesn't matter. Go on. Move on.
Okay. So, I don't know. Go to richvoss.com. I'm getting someone to book my clubs starting 2022. All my dates are there. August. Next weekend, or not this weekend, like the 15th or whatever, I'm at Mohegan Sun. August, I'm in Florida, Comedy Zone, and then Austin, Texas. You were there. Is it a cool room in Austin?
It's great. It's really fun. It's a really, really good room. The Creek in the Cave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's it set up nice? And
yeah, there's a stage, then they got lights on the stage, and then all the audience sits just outside the stage facing you. You're the only one facing that direction, and then everyone else is looking at you. Wow. Yeah, it's pretty progressive in terms of setups. Yeah, it's like any fucking other place. What do you mean?
Well, the other club they had in New York was small. I'm just saying.
It's good. It's really good. And it's they pack them in and it's fun.
You know, we got.
Just can you wrap it up, please?
Why do you get so mad all the time?
Because you're just sitting there going like this. Florida. I don't know what that is. It's like, just say your fucking dates and like, thank you so much for listening. Let's go. Like. I don't want to get mad at you all the time, but you're doing like nothing correctly.
Oh my God. Go. There's no reason.
Stop.
For
go. Do you get that gum? Chew it in there. People, come.
There, I threw it out.
God. Yeah. We're done the podcast. Thank God. This is the first time in the history of 15 years that he's had no gum in his mouth. It's literally the very first time that's ever happened.
It's just too much negativity. I came in with such a positive attitude.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Didn't I bring up positive things in the beginning?
Not that I can remember.
You can't remember?
Well, what were you doing at the beginning that was so positive?
Oh, well, I was talking about
how your air conditioner fucking kicks it downstairs but doesn't upstairs. And then you fucking took me... to task for saying kicks it.
Was that the positive?
No, that wasn't it. That was at the beginning. That was at the very beginning where you were like monotone.
No, stop. I don't do it.
The air conditioner. I let you go. I was like, well, let's see where this goes. And nowhere, it turns out. So I don't know where your positivity was. Mm-mm. Let's just go. Let's get out of here.
I'm hungry. Can I make you breakfast?
No, thank you.
Okay. Bonnie makes the best.
Stop it. You're just trying to get on the good side now. Please. Just wrap it up. Hi. Thanks so much for listening. This has been another fucking shitty edition of My Wife Hates Me, where you can tell she really hates me.
Oh, really? You hate me?
No.
Do you love me?
Yes.
Like a friend or like a husband?
Like an uncle that I have to do dirty things to.
Why would you say that? Well, listen, tomorrow night, this won't be out by Wednesday. I don't know. Maybe it will. Our birthday show at Tiff's and Moore's Plains.
Who's our?
My birthday show. Florentine Bobby Kelly, special appearance by Bonnie McFarlane. You see, I put that on Twitter.
Mm-hmm, that's nice.
Wasn't that nice?
Yes.
I love you. That's why I do those things.
Thank you, Rich.
And look at my eyebrows.
Rich, come on. Focus.
And go to richvoss.com. I'm going to get a new website with my new booking agent's going to do it. And Bonnie's on fire. and we're living the dream. We're going to go do some yard work on the shed and lay some brick, get some plants today. Oh, wrap it up? Yeah, okay. This is longer than we usually do. This is like...
It's not about that. It's about the fact that you're not giving any new information.
Okay.
It's boring.
You're right. I'm going to agree with you on that. Thank you. This was another episode. I agree 100%. And I bet Uranus is still sleeping. Do you think?
Get Rich, focus.
Okay, listen. Hey, thanks for listening. Go to richvoss.com. Bonnie puts all her stuff on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow her on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. And Cameo, Rich Voss. I do those Cameo things. That's all we have.
Thanks. My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, produced by John Baldwin. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com. It's really true that somewhere deep down
she loves him too. Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.